sisters. Thank you very much for being here today. For some of you, this has become an annual experience. And for some of you, it may be the first time. We are here unequivocally to stand up against the oppression of the Zionist state of Israel.
Are making sure that our voices are with those who are oppressed. That we will be standing with those who are oppressed, no matter who they are and no matter where they are.
Free, free Palestine!
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 Everyone, free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
For Palestine!
Freedom!
For Palestine!
Justice!
For Palestine!
Freedom! For Palestine!
Today, dear brothers and sisters, we do not just come here today as Muslims, but we come here today as human beings. And alhamdulillah, when I look at you and I look out in the audience, I see not just Muslims, not just people that just came here just because we may have an interest, but I see your humanity. And this is something very important that we must stress to the people as well as to the world.
Are we Muslims? And we people of faith will stand up for that. When God sees that in us, that we'll stand up against all sorts of oppression, we are willing to make our voice heard, we are not intimidated by how few we are in number, then inshallah we hope that yes, we will be delivered. So we're here to give this message to the world, to God, to the Imam of the time, that he know that we are not those people who are indifferent to oppression. All we can do is speak. That is what we are doing. We're speaking. We are letting our voices be known. We want the world to know. We want God to know that we are not with those who oppress. We stand against them, and we do everything that we can to stop tyranny. I thank you, dear brothers and sisters. People are fasting. It is hot out here, small in number, but God sees this.
We're here today on the International Quds Day to remember the oppressed people of Quds, Jerusalem, and Palestine. We are here to decry the ongoing crimes committed against the people of Palestine and to condemn the decades-long occupation of the land of Palestine. Presently, we are standing at the first anniversary of the last Zionist war in Gaza. The images of those events are still in front of our eyes. We should remember them, and we should do all in our ability to stop these ongoing tragedies. As human beings, we declare that these murderous Zionist atrocities are crimes against humanity. And as Jewish people, we say and we declare that this is in violation of Jewish law, of Jewish religion. Jewish law forbids killing and stealing. It forbids harming anyone or damaging the property of another. Judaism requires of Jewish people to live in peace with their neighbors, to live as loyal citizens in the countries where they live, and to behave in kindness and compassion. For 2,000 years, Jews lived peacefully in non-Jewish countries. They were loyal to their host governments because they believed in the basics of Judaism. They accepted God's decree of exile as a divine decree. They followed the word of God, not to rebel against any nation, not to end this exile by physical means, and not to go up to the Holy Land by mass immigration. But this modern political state of Israel is in total contrast to Jewish religion. It transforms Judaism from a religion into nationalism. To drop religion, to stop the practice of God's commandments, to rebel against nations, and to commit all kinds of crimes. This criminal movement of Zionism that unjustly occupies Palestine falsely claims that this political movement is a Jewish concept. And it dares to say that the Holy Torah, the Jewish religion, condones all their actions. But I clearly state that the state of Israel does not represent Judaism as a religion, and it doesn't represent world Jewry as a people. When they commit these criminal acts in our name, in the name of Jews, we are ashamed. It's an embarrassment to our religion and a desecration of God's name. By calling their state a Jewish state, they are hijacking our name and they are stealing our identity. Why should they call themselves the state of Israel? We should call it the state of Satan, of Shatan.
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Long live Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Long live Palestine!
Long live Palestine!
Long live Palestine!
As we stand here in Atlanta, Georgia, observing the International Quds Day, many righteous people across the globe remember Palestine and what was done to them. Amongst them are representatives of anti-Zionist Orthodox Jewish communities in many cities globally, in New York City, in Washington, D.C., Houston, Texas, Dallas, Texas, Seattle, Washington, Toronto, Canada, London, England, Berlin, Germany, and Copenhagen, Denmark. These Jews stand in total solidarity with Palestine. They condemn the Zionist atrocities and encourage the support of the victims. Finally, we should all pray for the speedy and total dismantlement of this political state of Israel. We hope and we pray that this should be dismantled peacefully, with no more suffering of anyone involved. And all rights should be restored to the indigenous inhabitants of the land of Palestine.
Hey, hey, ho, ho! Israel has got to go! Hey, hey, ho, ho!
Israel has got to go!
Hey, hey, ho, ho!
Israel has got to go!
Hey, hey, ho, ho!
Israel has got to go!
Hey, hey, ho, ho!
Israel has got to go!
Hey, hey, ho, ho!
Israel has got to go!
Ultimately, I pray that the glory of the Almighty should be revealed throughout the universe. All mankind should serve the one God in peace and brotherhood. Amen. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum.
Without change, without anything to lose.